Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. We were talking in the last Perek about the Bet Din and the judgment they would give to somebody who was on trial for the death penalty. Now we'll talk about what happens if he was found guilty. What was the next step? Obviously, the Bet Din is only putting them to death if they did something so bad that they deserved it. The four types of executions of killing were stoning, burning, beheading, and strangulation. Sekila, serefa, herig, vahenik, the four types of executions the Torah talks about. Here we'll talk about the description of what would happen before they stoned a person. Nigmar hadin, once the trial ended, and they said that the man is supposed to be killed through sekila, through stoning, motzi'in oto lisakelo, they would take him out, and then they would go stone him. Bet ha-sekila ha-yachutz le-bet din. The place where they would stone him was a little bit of a distance away from the bet din. It wasn't right outside the bet din. Shene emar hotzetam kalel. Like the pasuk tells us, take out the man who cursed God, talking about a story that happened in Sefer Vayikra where somebody spoke evil about Hashem. They took him out and they stoned him. But they took him out to a place. We say from here, we imply that they took him out to a place that was not close to the courthouse, to the Bet Din, and they did this in order to stall a little bit for time. Maybe there's going to come up a last-ditch effort to find a reason to say that this person was not guilty, and therefore they sort of delayed it by having to take him to a spot to be executed. And even during this time, they're hoping and praying that something happens, that they don't have to kill this man, that they find a reason to say that he was not guilty. So therefore, Ehad omer al petach bet din, ve'asudarin beyado. As they were taking the man to the spot to be executed, there would be a man standing by the door of the bet din, of the courthouse, and he would have a flag in his hand. Ve'adam ehad rochev hasus, rahok mimenu kedesh yehe ro'ehu. And then at a little bit of a distance from him, but still within the ability to see him, there would be a man on a horse. As we're going to explain, that the man on the horse was in between the spot where the execution was going to happen and in between the Bet Din. So he would be able to see if the man from the Bet Din was waving the white flag that he had. It means that something came up and they have to delay the execution, and the man on the horse would ride quickly all the way to the spot of the execution and put it on pause. Omer ehad yeshli lelamed alav zechut. If one of the judges came and he said, I thought of a new reason why we could say that the man is innocent and he's being already escorted to the spot of the execution. Hala minif basudarin v'hasus ras u'ma'amido. The man who with the flag would wave the flag as a signal, and then the rider on the horse who was already halfway there would race with the horse all the way to the spot of the execution, and he would stop it until the court had time to discuss and possibly reverse the decision. Even if the person who was about to be put to death, he told them, you know what, I have a new reason, I have a new argument why I should be acquitted, why I'm innocent. They pause everything, they bring him back to the courthouse, and they hear what he has to say. Even if this happens over and over again, four or five times, we bring him back to the courthouse every single time. We don't want to put an innocent man to death. But as long as the man is saying something of substance, he's making sense, he's saying something real, and that he has a valid reason behind it, he can't just be faking out the Bet Din. He has to actually have something that he wants to talk about. Matzulo zechut petaruhu. If they find a reason to say that he's innocent, then they acquit him. They say that he doesn't. He's innocent. They acquit him. Ve'im lav yotze lisakel. But if not, then he goes out to be stoned. Something else that they would do to give him a last chance to not get killed and to be acquitted. Vekaroz yotze lefanav. Before they were taking him out to be executed, or while they were taking him out, there was a big announcement made where somebody would walk in front of him and they would say, Ish peloni ben peloni yotze lisakel. They would say, this man, who was the son of this man, is being taken out to be stoned. Al sha'avar avera pelonit, because he violated a certain type of sin. Upeloni uploni edav, and the following two people, they named the names of the people. They were the witnesses who gave testimony against him. Kol mi sheyodeya lo zechut yavo vilamed alav. Anybody who has a reason that this man should be acquitted to prove his innocence should come forward now and tell us. They would, the execution and every detail was included over here to the public, so that if anybody thought of a reason to say that the man didn't do the sin, he would come and tell the Bet Din, and they would say that the man is not executed. We also say the witnesses' names to publicize it, so that, if other people said, no, the witnesses, they were in a different place at the time of the crime, then those people would come forward and tell the Bet Din, and they would disqualify those witnesses and then not kill the man.